I have always considered emotional self-knowledge as something very important. However, after losing my mother, I considered it essential for our grieving process. Hello, this is Ligia Huben. Welcome to Transforming Grief, a place of love where we come together with an open mind and open heart. Exploring self-knowledge in our grieving process involves understanding how the loss of our loved one shapes our beliefs, our understanding of ourselves, and also how we perceive the events that happen or the world itself. It can be a process of rediscovering who we are, who we become after losing a loved one. And this is something that touches our hearts because as we recognize this, as we know how important it is to have self-knowledge in our grief, that can take us to a place where we go in a very deep exploration of our inner selves. And we can just go into the quest for self-awareness, not just because we want to know how it is, you know, grief itself, no, but because it is essential for healing and growth. And we're going to start this journey of self-knowledge with reflection. When we talk about reflection, is to be able to go into a very deep reflection on your feelings, on how you think, and how you are reacting to your loss. We can go into, you know, the practice of journaling, meditation, or when we talk to someone to see how we are reflecting on our loss. When my mother died, this was something that I did on a regular basis, and I caught myself being an observer of my grief. This happened days or few weeks after she had died. She died in 2020, in June 2020, and I started doing this observation because I was the bereaved daughter and also the person who has found her mission in helping the griever like you. So I wanted to understand what grief meant, how I was living my grief, because it added an extra layer. And when I entered this world of the bereaved, it was inspired by the loss of my father when I was 12 years old. I was a child. Now I was a grown-up woman, and I wanted to go into a very deep reflection. And it helped me so much because, yes, I understand. We don't go to a painful place. We do not. However, as we go in and as we reflect and as we go deeper, connecting with our inner selves, there we can tap into the healing process. We can start healing from the inside out. Now, we can do this expressing how we feel. You know, besides journaling, also we can do it through art. Through art, because writing is an art. Painting, music, all these are avenues where we can express how we feel. How we feel and how this loss has impacted us. A very, very deep place in our hearts. Something that also helps us to see how we apply this self-knowledge is how are we connecting with others? How our relationships are? How are we reacting even at times when someone makes a comment with the best intention but that didn't sit well with us and we may react? So we know, we get to know ourselves, how we handle those situations. If you belong to a support group, you have also the opportunity to see how you are feeling, to get in touch with that, and also to notice how others are feeling, and then have self-knowledge if you share either thoughts or emotions that others are expressing. Because even if we say, and it is, that grief is unique, as grievers, we share some things. Something that we all share, and I know this because I talk about it. I am running right now the group of Transforming Grief and Loss at my center. And we always share that. We love to talk about our loved ones. That's something we all share. We like to talk about them. And that's one of the beautiful values of belonging to a support group. Because sometimes our friends or our family members may tell us, oh, that's enough. It's, you know, you're always talking about them. But when we are in a support group, we can talk about them. And it's not in a way that we want to be complaining that they died, that they are no longer with us. No. It's that we want to share even funny stories, beautiful stories, beautiful memories. And that is connecting. And that can help us understand ourselves when we go into this self-knowledge, no? If we want, you know, if we like to do that. Because all these things help us. All these things help us to go into not only the grieving process, but also in the healing process. Now, you can also reflect if you like to read books about grief, you know, from people who have lost a loved one, or maybe you want to be educated and you read journals or you read books written by experts in the grieving process because you want to learn more. Maybe you like to watch films or documentaries. All these things give you a lot of information about yourself, and that is something that you want to know. I did it so much, and it helped me so much. And it didn't only help me for, you know, my healing process, but also it helped me to help others, because I've been there and I have been observing all these things. So the more I know about the grieving process, not only at a professional level, like with my studies and all that, but also at a personal level, the more available I am there for my griever. And that is something that I do with all my heart. Something else that we want to know about ourselves is if we adapt easily or if we resist adaptation. Because yes, we know that grief often leads to changes. We know that there are changes, and maybe in the sense of self even. So adaptation plays a huge role. If we stay stuck in a place of, you know, dark grief, or if we use our resources to adapt and to embrace even growth, because then we can see if we are resilient instead of complaining. Because one thing is to share, remember, and the other one is to complain. But when we are sharing from the heart and we are tapping into our resilience, then we can even grow. We can become a better version of ourselves. We can always go there because, remember, it is a decision. And what about self-care? Yes, you want to know. You want to know about yourself if you take care of yourself or you just, you know, don't pay attention how you're doing. And that is part of our decision as well. Because remember that self-care is crucial for navigating grief. And it can also help us, you know, to foster self-knowledge, okay? So pay attention to your nutrition, pay attention to exercise, attention if you're doing meditation, all those things that require self-care. Pay attention if you are doing it. And then if after embarking in this reflective journey, you find it that is very difficult for you to do it on your own, you can always look for professional guidance, for someone to be there next to you, to support you and understands and validates your grieving process, because that is also extremely important. I have shared all these different elements of self-knowledge because I lived each one of them. I lived each one of them, and I can tell you from the bottom of my heart how it helped me in my grieving and healing process. They have helped, you know, every single element, putting it together, they can help you tap into your grief, go into your grieving process, connecting with your inner self. And from there, as you reflect and as you know yourself even more at a deeper level, it can help you heal from the inside out. I send you a hug with all my love.